25 Days of Jesus, an Advent journey through the Gospel of Luke, written and read by Jennifer Bryant. December 2nd. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Luke 2:9-11. Devotional. It's the classic picture of the angels appearing to poor shepherds in the field, and another example of the humble beginnings of our Savior. It wasn't a dazzling presentation in the courts of kings and high priests. No, it was a dazzling presentation in the night sky for the lowliest of men. Not for a large crowd, but for a chosen few. But why shepherds? My guess is that these individuals knew what it was like to care for sheep who would wander from the fold, fall into ditches, or follow the crowd over a cliff. Jesus himself would eventually compare us to sheep, but also to declare his love for even one who wandered away. The angels gave a sign, a baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a feeding trough. It was a simple message without elaborate explanation, but when they followed, they found great hope. As parents, we know the tendencies of our kids. Whether we've got quiet and timid or rough and rowdy little people at home, just like these shepherds, we become afraid when we don't quite know what God is doing. But as Jesus came to be our shepherd, he helps us to lead and care for our precious ones as well. When you allow him to lead you, you will hear his voice to find the hope that you need. Prayer. Lord, thank you for leading and guiding me with my kids. I don't know where you're leading them, but I trust that your plan is good. Help me to find joy in everyday circumstances and believe that you are faithfully leading me to good places. Amen. Visit practicalfamily.org/25daysofjesus to get your paperback or Kindle version of this devotional. Join our Facebook group to access more fun resources, discussion with other families about holiday favorites, recipes, giveaways, and videos from me and the kids on how to make the most of this devotional experience. May God bless you as you continue to walk with Jesus and keep him close to your heart this Christmas. Thank you.